When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent, match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, yeah, it's that one song with that one guy. It's Brody time, and he joins us now on the Aturo Hotline. Your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Morning, Mark. How are you?
Good, Molly. How are you gentlemen doing, well, Mark, this morning?
Good morning
on a Friday. It's a Friday, right? I'm all
feeling?
Messed up.
How you feeling?
I'm clicking at about 90%. Okay. All I've got left now from the flu or whatever I had is that little bit of that little dangling cough, the part that doesn't go away for another week or so. But I feel good enough to be up with you guys talking Bears.
I'm curious how you feel about the vibe. We've been trying to monitor if they're happy, if there's a lot of smile.
Give us the vibe report.
We don't care about that anymore.
Tell us about the feelings. Tell us about your feelings. Their feelings.
Their feelings seem to be the same as they've been all season long. My guess is, if you guys really want to know the vibes, I mean, they got what they wanted, right? They, going back to the beginning of the season, they really either wanted the offensive coordinator straightened out or to do more or to be gone, and he's gone. They really did the approval rating inside the locker room of Matt Eberflus was at an all-time low. Nothing personal. I think guys in there that liked
Kevin.
Yeah, there's multiple guys in that locker room that like Matt Eberflus, but kind of knew like it was time to go. I mean, you can't not look at some of the moves that were made and say, yeah, good guy, but we could probably use, I don't know if it's Thomas Brown necessarily, but there probably needs to be somebody else in here. So that's your vibe check. Everybody's happy. Why wouldn't they be happy? They got what they wanted.
Okay, fine.
Wednesday walkthrough. Everybody loves it.
They haven't won a game since October 6th, I think it was.
Yeah, well, that part, they're clearly, like yesterday, I mean, that we're asking all of these guys. Somebody will always ask in some way, shape, or form. Sometimes it's been me about the 7-game losing streak. And I asked Cole Kmet straight up, and he gave a 2-minute answer, and he referenced his father, talking about how his father kind of reminded him, hey, son, you're in a pretty good place here. You're at the peak of your physical powers, and you could still go out there and play football. So, you know, he needed that perspective. Caleb Williams was up at the podium yesterday and kind of pausing when he was asked the question that, you know, saying this is, yeah, it's interesting what's going on. And he said that he has leaned on other guys in that locker room like Jalen Johnson or Cole Kmet, who I saw him having a long conversation with in the locker room yesterday, that unfortunately Jalen Johnson and Cole Kmet have both endured like consequential, serious losing streaks since they got here in 2020. There has been some kind of losing streak every single year. So there is a lot of coping with this. But if you're really asking what they're like when we see them, it's not that different. They're not hanging their heads. They're not like avoiding us or anything. So I don't know what that means. I think like they get it. They understand where they are. Of course they want to win. Of course they're properly motivated, but they're just in a bad place right now. And it's gotten to be kind of a joke, really.
I stand corrected. The Bears last won on October 13th, exactly 2 months ago today. So it's been 2 months since their last victory.
In London.
Yes, in London.
Yep. What a day it was.
Four
touchdown passes. Oh, what a day it was.
So, Mark, when you look at the Monday night matchup, it's not a great one because the Vikings are coming in hot. But the Bears' last glimpse at the Vikings, that offense did score 17 points in the fourth quarter. Is there a feeling in the building? Is there evidence on tape that they can build off that and continue the maybe – start fast for a change?
Oh, man. I mean, it would be nice. I was talking about this yesterday. How about seeing, you know, Caleb take a big chance in that first series or the second series? Because these first and second series have just kind of been jokes for the Bears. Like, not only have they been a three and out, but it's like a bad, wobbly, you know, getting sacked on third down, three and out style of play that the Bears have had. So I would love it if the Bears were just to take, like, just do something different. I know that Thomas Brown has a way of doing things, and, you know, the pre-snap motion has increased, and things do look better eventually in these games. But I think it is time to shake it up a little bit, do something differently, allow Caleb Williams to fling it down the field early, maybe the first play of the game, for crying out loud. But I'm really more worried about, again, and I hate that I'm saying this, and we've been justifiably saying it in the previous two games, I'm just worried about the Bears defense and the allowing playmakers on the opposition to make plays. I mean, every one of them made plays against the Bears the last time they played the Vikings. Jordan Addison with 162 yards. He had that 69-yard play. Aaron Jones was over 100 yards rushing. Sam Darnold, 350 and two TDs. TJ Hockenson, like, by the end of the game, was making the biggest catches of the game, that big 34-yard catch in the contest. So, yeah, there is, and with Minnesota at home, I don't have a great feeling about the Bears' defense this week against Minnesota.
They did manage to hold Jefferson, and that's a penalty reference. What do you think?
That's right. They did twice, Molly. Yeah. That's another. Yes, Jalen Johnson. But in the overall, that is one guy that they did a decent job on last time around. But you can't count on that again. So, yeah, sure, throw it. They may contain Jordan Addison this week, but maybe this is the week where Justin Jefferson goes off. And I just, yeah, it's just hard to picture it. It's hard to see it with the way this Bears defense is. And I don't know, maybe Andrew Billings did have more to do with the Bears' downfall defensively than I'm allowing for.
Well, I'm also worried that the Bears really couldn't run in that game. And I think what we saw last week was the Bears not – I don't even know if they attempted to run before they started their play-action game, but you would hope that they could get 40 or 50 yards in a game plan in order to set up some play – in order to do anything. And I'm worried about the quarterback as a result that they're not they didn't run very well against Brian Flores' defense, and now he's had time to look at that offense. There's more out there, and you worry that they're coming for the quarterback here.
Yeah, and amen, Molly. And, you know, last week, I just thought DeAndre Swift just didn't look good. I mean, they gave him carries. They had like 15 carries for 36 yards or something like that. Like, he just could not get going. Like, he's not one of those guys, DeAndre Swift, if there's a big hole or, you know, he's able to make a shift. We've seen him burst for some big runs, but when it comes to his own creativity and making something out of nothing, well, I think we've just learned about DeAndre Swift. I mean, that ain't every running back, and it certainly is not DeAndre Swift. And, you know, they're banged up. You know, Roschon Johnson still popping up on that injury report, and Travis Homer, I think he's good to go, but, you know, it's Travis October. So, you know, they've gotten to that point in the running back room. But, you know, be careful what you wish for or what you do in getting rid of Khalil Herbert. And obviously, well before that, David Montgomery. But, yeah, they're in a spot that is relatively rare for Bears football, where they're looking and say, exactly, where's our guaranteed yards on the ground? That's just another area, Molly, where I can't look at this game and say, yeah, this is the week where the run game gets better. So it's a great point, man. I mean, last time they played Minnesota, Caleb Williams threw the ball 47 times, 340 yards, 2 TDs. Now, he did have those, like, what I thought were three of the best throws of his season. He had those 2 throws to DJ Moore and Keenan Allen, the one where he dropped in the bucket, the one where he rolls to the sideline, and DeAndre Swift actually helped him out on that one. The 27-yarder to DJ Moore at the end of the game to set up the game-tying field goal was something to behold. But I actually had a little talk with Caleb around his locker yesterday. I was like, where do those 3 throws rank up there? And he kind of blew off the one to Swift down the sideline. He's like, yeah, I feel like he's like, I feel like I've done that one a lot. And he's kind of smiling. He's like that was no big deal. He said the drop in the bucket to Keenan Allen and the DJ Moore throw were the truth, and maybe 2 of his best throws of the year this year.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Grody, I don't know if I agree with you on DeAndre Swift, but that's a quibble for another day. I think he runs pretty hard. I don't think he had any room to run. That offensive line has been abysmal, and I don't think that they made a lot of room. But I want to ask you this. Over the final 4 games, is there anybody – there's not a young running back that you're waiting to see, but is there any young player that you are – thinking they would take a look at on either side of the ball, because the Bears really have not done a good job of developing talent. And I just wonder, over the final 4 games, when you could do that, can you? Who is it?
Who are you developing over the last 4 games?
Yeah, I mean, it's a great question. Like, who is on that bench right now? For some reason, the wide receiver's name is blanking. That's been
Tyler Scott?
Yeah, Tyler Scott.
Little
that
Scott?
Was an that's yeah, Tyler Scott. I mean, that's a conundrum that I'm still trying to figure out, like exactly how he fell so far out of favor that he's not even sniffing the offensive side of the football. So he's a name that I guess comes to my mind when I think about potentially let's suit him up. Let's see what he looks like out there. But I just don't know, like off the top of my head, that there is that guy out there. I feel like they've exhausted just about every different possibility due to injuries at times this year in terms of guys that haven't gotten a chance that you really want to see develop. I mean, really, honestly, Tyler Scott might be the only one that comes to my brain here right now. I don't know if you guys have any names off the top of your head, but I don't know that they're like, that's the way this roster was built this year.
How about,
I don't think they even like him. I mean, I agree
with that, or else we'd see him more, right?
Exactly.
That's the only guy I could think of.
But tell me this, why is Kieran Amagaji, is he just injured and he can't play?
He's hurt, right?
Or is he I don't know.
I think he's off the injury list.
That's a mystery, because this is a third round draft pick that it was taken because of his high upside. And I know he was pre-injured, but isn't he healthy? It's December and he was a third round draft pick. And if you are investing in his development, there are four games left to have him develop.
Well, I think when we finally did see him play this year, I mean, it was a mess.
It was a larger project.
It was. Yeah. Yeah. And I think some of that comes from having missed. I mean, this is a rookie offensive lineman who missed training camp. And oftentimes, rookies at any position, when you miss training camp, it really sets you back. So let alone the offensive line. So I think that that's one of those things where, look, when they drafted him, Ryan Poles was pretty honest about his prospects. Like, he didn't say he wouldn't play this year, but he made it pretty clear that he would not have a chance to start this year, and that would be next year. So I think that for better or for worse, and I'm not saying that Ryan Poles has done this right and that you drafted a pre-injured player, but I think the projection has always been for Kieran Amagaji to show him next year in year two and see where he really fits in. And I think they put him in this year and it looked ugly. We all saw what happened, and then he eventually gets injured in the same game. So yeah, it's fair to say that he wasn't ready, and we could definitely debate whether that was a good draft pick.
You know, I mean, it's a really good question, because I'm just going through the rookie class in my head, and I'm thinking, you know, you've developed the punter. That's about it. I mean, just because you gave him chances. I don't know. And I'm thinking, like, is there a lineman? Like, would you want to see Ryan Bates for a couple of games? He was back, right? I don't know that he's playing.
Yeah, he was projected to not be practicing yesterday, but okay. Yeah, sure. I mean, that's
I don't know who it would be. I mean, the defensive line, would that be?
I mean, who hasn't played? Who haven't we seen?
Zach Pickens,
or maybe more Austin. Maybe Austin Booker. They just throw him in.
He has no arse. It's not like you don't really have a run stop in him, right? I mean, aren't you worried about?
So they don't have, like, we've seen all these guys play on the defense, and offense, and so. There really isn't that guy. I mean, we'll never forget the beginning of the year and Ryan Poulsen. This is going to be a difficult roster to make. This isn't like the first year with Matt Eberflus and Ryan Poles, where come on in. Anybody want to play on this team? Let's go. Where's Byron Pringle? Get him up and running. Where's my guy, Demir Bird? Get him some run out there.
Doing donuts in the parking lot.
Every Demir Bird reference is much appreciated, Mark.
Tweet, tweet.
Shout out Olin. Olin's my guy.
Olin loves that. Olin loves when you do that.
Olin.
Great stuff, Grody.
Thank you, Mark. Great, as always.
Love you guys. Take care.
Good vibes. That is our guy. That's our Mark Grody. Yeah,
good vibes from Groats.
Love that man.
Glad he's feeling better.
Yeah, he was down in the dumps. I mean, he got labeled by whatever that is. Is it the flu? It's going.
I don't know.
It's out there, buddy.
Do you have a label for it,
Dr. Mulligan? I think it's illness.
It's illness.
It's for me. It was always just unwell. I'm unwell.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be right back. It's Folly and Haw on the Score.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.